Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant shift in global alliances is underway as India strengthens its ties with key nations, and we are witnessing this play out in real time, with Prime Minister Modi's recent visit to Sweden being a prime example. First, let's delve into the details of this visit, as PM Modi elevated India-Sweden ties to a strategic partnership, a first for the two nations. What makes this significant is that he was escorted by Swedish Gripen jets and was conferred the Royal Order of the Polar Star, specifically the Commander Grand Cross. A joint action plan for 2026 to 2030 was adopted, outlining the areas of cooperation between the two countries. It is worth pausing here to note that on the sidelines of this visit, Modi met EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who called for an EU-India investment agreement, terming it the missing piece after the landmark India-EU free trade agreement signed in January 2026. Now, let us turn to the environmental front, where the India Meteorological Department, or IMD, issued heatwave warnings on 17 May, covering 9 states and union territories, including Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Delhi, and Chandigarh, valid through 22 May. Crucially, a red alert was declared for Bikaner, Jodhpur, Jaisalmer, and Barmer. And here is something that surprises many students. Simultaneously, the IMD forecast the onset of the southwest monsoon over Kerala on 26 May, which is 5 days ahead of the normal 1 June date. Note this carefully, the seasonal rainfall forecast is 92% of the long period average, which is below normal. Additionally, the probability of El Nino is 82% for May to July 2026. Moving on to the economy, India's investment in artificial intelligence is facing a challenge, with the country risking falling out of the world's 5 largest stock markets for the first time in 3 years. This is due to global AI investment rotating to Taiwan, which has seen a 42% year-to-date increase, and South Korea, with a 78% year-to-date increase. What does this mean for India's strategic position? India's Nifty IT index is down by more than 26% in 2026, and foreign portfolio investor net outflows since the end of 2024 exceed $42 billion. Remember this number, India's R&D spending stands at only around 0.65 to 0.7% of GDP, compared to over 5% in South Korea and Taiwan. Now, let us look at the political landscape, specifically in Kerala, where the Cabinet of 20 was announced, with V.D. Sathisan as the CM-designate. He submitted a 20-minister cabinet list to Governor Rajendra Arlekar on 17 May, with the swearing-in scheduled for 18 May. The United Democratic Front, or UDF, which is Congress-led, returns to power after defeating the Left Democratic Front government of Pinrai Vijayan. It is worth noting that the 21-member Council of Ministers, including the CM and 20 ministers, is within the 15% ceiling on Kerala's 140-seat assembly, as per Article 164(1)(a). The cabinet includes 14 first-time ministers, 2 women, 2 scheduled caste ministers, and 5 Indian Union Muslim League ministers. With that background in place, let us look at a significant cultural event, the beginning of Adhik Mass, also known as Purushottam Mass, which started on 17 May 2026 and will end on 15 June. This is the Hindu calendar's intercalary month, which is inserted every approximately 32.5 months to reconcile the 11-day annual gap between the lunar year, which is around 354 days, and the solar year, which is around 365 days. The month is dedicated to Lord Vishnu, and it is worth noting that no auspicious social ceremonies are performed during this period. Now, let us turn to the energy sector, where Petronet LNG has declared a force majeure due to the Qatar Energy force majeure, which has resulted in CNG prices spiking in Delhi NCR. the prices were hiked twice in 48 hours, reaching 80.09 rupees per kilogram in Delhi. This is due to Petronet LNG receiving zero Qatari LNG for three consecutive months, from March to May 2026, because of the Strait of Hormuz blockade following Iranian strikes on Ras Laffan. Moving on to the education sector, the NEET UG 2026 controversy has been making headlines, with the exam being cancelled on 12 May after a large-scale paper leak. The Central Bureau of Investigation, or CBI, arrested a retired Pune lecturer, P.V. Kulkarni, as the primary source of the leak. The re-exam is scheduled for 21 June, and petitions before the Supreme Court are seeking the dissolution of the National Testing Agency, or NTA. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The India-Sweden strategic partnership was elevated during PM Modi's visit to Gothenburg, Sweden. The Joint Action Plan 2026-2030 was adopted during this visit. The IMD issued heatwave warnings for 9 states and union territories, with a red alert declared for 4 cities. The southwest monsoon onset over Kerala is forecasted for 26 May. The seasonal rainfall forecast is 92% of the long period average. The probability of El Niño is 82% for May to July 2026. India's R&D spending is around 0.65 to 0.7% of GDP. The Kerala cabinet has 20 ministers, with 14 first-time ministers. Adhik Mas, or Purushottam Mas, started on 17 May 2026 and will end on 15 June. CNG prices in Delhi NCR were hiked twice in 48 hours, reaching 80.09 rupees per kilogram. The NEET UG 2026 re-exam is scheduled for 21 June. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? It is essential to stay updated on current events, as they often have a significant impact on the country's strategic position, economy, and environment. Remember to note the key facts and numbers, as they can be crucial for your revision. In conclusion, the recent developments in India's strategic partnerships, environmental forecast, economic trends, and cultural events all have a significant impact on the country's overall development. The interconnectedness of these events is a reminder that preparation for the UPSC and state PC's exams requires a holistic understanding of various subjects and their relevance to current affairs.